Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, everybody, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and coming up this week on the podcast, we're going to highlight what is new with the all-age comics. Every Wednesday is New Comic Book Day. And this week in Superheroes, a superhero team that just had Kurt Russell join in on the movie version. Their comic book comes out this week. Also got a mashup between The Caped Crusader and one of the most highly underrated movies the past year. In humor, one of the true classics from the Hanna-Barbera era is about to undergo a major makeover. Also got your favorite resident of a pineapple under the sea of the sponge variety. And science fiction has your animated look at the sewer-loving Testadines and a new team of Princess Riot girls that prove that comics are not just for the boys. That's coming up this week on the podcast. In superheroes this week, well, first we should mention that the music you're listening to, we got from Free Music Archives, and the artist is Jazar. Really cool, mellow, chilled-out stuff. You'll love it if you like this. Cruise there and listen to everything that they've got on file. Superheroes. What is new? It's the new movie from the Guardians of the Galaxy. That is what I was referencing earlier. Kurt Russell has been signed on to play Star-Lord's dad. He's the ruler of the planet if you're following the adult series. This week, though, Marvel Universe Guardians of the Galaxy number 5 comes out. This is great because it's the all-age version of this superhero troupe. And this, Guardians of the Galaxy, arguably, they're more entertaining and I enjoy them more than the Avengers. I think kids do also, because they're different, they're a little weird, and they're more fun. They really are. Plus, kids are going to be used to this series from the XD cartoon series from the Disney Network there, their little sister channel. It's the Marvel XD series. It's great. This is issue number 5. The Guardians are in big trouble. Groot plays a big role in this issue, and I think the only thing he says is, "I am Groot." One of the best series that you may not be aware of also comes out this week. It's actually a miniseries. Batman 66 meets The Man from U.N.C.L.E., number 3 of 6. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., kids, ask your grandparents what the heck this show was. It came out in the 60s, but it was really cool. It was kind of like Get Smart before Get Smart. And again, kids, ask your parents what Get Smart was. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., great little series that came on back in the 60s. Also a very underrated movie that came out in 2015. This is the mashup. This is the science fiction comic caper crime havoc that never happened except in the comics. This is where Batman joins forces with the men from U.N.C.L.E., and it's fabulous stuff. It's a 6-issue miniseries. This is issue number 3, and again, what's great about this, aside from the art, you've got the camp classic Batman. The price is awesome. It's only $2.99. There are also some other superhero books. You can check out all of the comics over at Daddy Mojo. In humor this week, there are lots of titles. There are so many great titles. There's Jughead, Clarence, Adventure Time, lots of them. Mickey Mouse, My Little Pony. One of the things that we referenced that's getting a really major reboot very, very soon is Scooby-Doo. This week, issue number 66 of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Comes out, and this one is great because Scooby and the gang are undercover. They're crossing the river in kind of a Revolutionary War garb, and it's classic Scooby-Doo. It really is, and enjoy it while you can, because they supposedly Scooby-Doo is getting the reboot where they become zombie hunters, and the Mystery Incorporated gang are indeed, cyborgs, where they're not misspent teens. They're actually robots. I'm not going to believe that until I see it, but that's just what I read online last week. And of course, I read it online, so it's true. It's got to be. We will investigate for you. Also, number 53 of SpongeBob Comics comes out. This is awesome. Our children are just a little bit too young to watch SpongeBob all the time on television. They can watch it occasionally as a special treat. However, the comic is great. Here's why. Because it has sometimes 2 to 4 stories, different stories, and they have different artwork. So it's neat because every story has a different look. Some are going to be like it looks exactly in the series. Some are going to be very different. Some will be classic. Some will be more realistic, like with clip art. It's neat. It's fabulous stuff. That is SpongeBob Comics 53 comes out this week also. In science fiction this week, there's a lot of books. We are taking a look at two of them this week in particular. It's the all-age version for the Turtles. Did you get the Testudine reference? You probably did. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures number 7. This is it's the first part of a multi-arc story, so get in while the getting's good. It's called Job Security. And this is neat because if your children like the show on Nickelodeon, they're immediately going to gravitate towards this. It's got just enough evil and badness to entertain kids who are 6, but it also has the rounded art that is going to be okay for any age. So that's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated series comes out this week. And this next book is new. It's relatively new. It's in the 4th issue. It's called Zodiac Star Force. And this is neat because you can kind of intune from the name that it's kind of feminine. And it is. It's very girly. It's going to appeal more to girls than boys, but that's awesome because there are very few titles that have riot girls or some kind of girls that's going to go out there and kick booty. This is what it is. It's attuned to girls who like Sailor Moon, Buffy, Lumberjanes, some people have said. And here's what's cool about it. It's just, the art is real, and that it's not too rounded or juvenile or babyish, but it's all ages, and it's just very clever stuff. It's from some of the creators of Bravest Warriors, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, New Animated Adventures, by coincidence, Bravest Warriors again, and it is neat stuff. And what's also cool is it's on Dark Horse. Dark Horse doesn't have many all-age titles, so it's neat if you like the industry and you like the books to go out there and support them. It is from them, and it's in full color. It's also 32 pages, which is pretty deep for a comic book. It's a mini-series. This is issue number 4. I think there are 6 of them coming out, so you can hop in now or wait for the graphic novel in a couple of weeks. Again, you can check out all of the all-age comics over at the website, daddymojo.net. That's it for this week. Have a good one. This is Trey.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.